This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Loveland City Council voted to create a community trust commission this week in response to outrage over the violent arrest of a 73-year-old woman with dementia. Councilmember Richard Ball says the commission could help rebuild community relationships.
We don't need to have this incident leave a lasting negative intent. I think we need to find a way to move forward constructively. I think this commission could get back the trust that we've lost.
The three Loveland police officers involved in the arrest of Karen Garner resigned from the department. A criminal investigation of the arrest is ongoing. A Denver group of artists who hold an annual festival is spotlighting the work of women artists this month. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Babe Walls may be known for their building-sized murals, but the group is celebrating women artists on a gallery scale in May. The Babe Walls Gallery at Matriarch Mercantile is welcoming a new set of works from over a dozen artists that will be on display for a month. Leaders of Babe Walls will announce the artists participating in their July mural series later this month. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Adams County's new district attorney is dropping all charges against five protesters who blocked an Aurora police station last summer. During the July 3rd protest, a large crowd blockaded a police station, demanding the officers involved in the death of Elijah McClain be fired. The crowd dispersed peacefully late in the night without that demand being met. This is CPR News.